knowing what's going to happen, what's going to go on. Maybe you are in the middle of something, and you know what the outcome in God's eye, or not in God's eyes, but in man's eyes, what it should be. And I got to thinking, because sometimes we got God, we got the Holy Spirit, so we should have all the answers, right? We shouldn't have to live in fear. We shouldn't be dealing with this. But I get really encouraged when I read through some of the Old Testament, because some of those guys walked right with God, and yet what did God have to say so many times? Don't fear. Be of courage. What's the song says? For the Lord thy God is with you. And that, you know, I wish Al and Terry were here, because I think that's a good example for this church on fear not, for God is with you. I'm the Lord your God. Just to see the strength that they have in the times that they're going through, between disease and financial and everything else and family. I mean, we're all like that, though. They're in one extreme, but we're all in some form of living life in this world, knowing that there's something better in store coming up, hopefully sooner than later. Maybe not, depending on where you're at, but it's definitely closer than it was yesterday. But I want to encourage you, because sometimes, you know, I can beat myself up. I know I shouldn't be afraid. I know I shouldn't be disheartened by this. I know I shouldn't maybe put any type of weight or emotion into that feeling. But then when you read through and you see guys, and it wasn't just the Israelites that were complaining, I don't think. I'm sure that sometimes Joshua was thinking a few things, and I'm sure that sometimes Moses was walking and the guys beside him were just kind of like the disciples arguing about who was the greatest. Those guys are going, are you sure he knows what he's doing? He's getting kind of old. I don't know. He might be losing it. I don't know, guys. But we all get like that. But God says, do not fear. Don't be afraid. Be courageous. Be faithful. For the Lord your God is with you. And I want to encourage you, because sometimes, you know what? When I'm watching the news and I'm listening to the radio and I'm getting pop-ups on my phone from Twitter or Facebook or news, or it sure, some of it isn't worth my time. And sometimes you could really get wrapped up in how negative of a world we live in. But I'm glad that I can take courage and I can know that God, the Lord my God, is with me. He's with you, Willie. Tomorrow, he's with you. Every single day, he's with you. So just remember that. Just remember that. Amen.